Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. Today we discuss the life of Ummu Sulaym bint Malhan Ansariya radiyallahu anha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said once, "When I entered paradise, when I entered Jannah, I heard someone's footsteps. And then it was explained to me that these were the footsteps of Ghamisa bint Malhan." Now Ummu Sulaym, she was also known as Ghamisa. She was known as Ramisa, Sahla, Ramla. These were different names by which she was called. But after a while, she became popularly known as Ummu Sulaym radiyallahu anha. Now, her son was the famous Anas bin Malik radiyallahu an, who was 10 years the personal assistant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a young boy, he would assist the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Scholars write that her first marriage was a very unhappy one. There were constant quarrels between her and her husband, Malik bin Nadar, because she had become a Muslim and he had not become a Muslim. And he was trying to get her to go back on her newfound faith. And she tried to explain to him that a whole new world had opened up to her now that she had accepted Islam, and that she was trying to convince him and he was trying to convince her, and there was constant conflict. But what really pushed it over the edge was when she started to now preach to her son Anas. And when he accepted Islam, the father totally lost his cool and there were violent scenes in the house. And eventually he divorced her. And then he left once for Syria, and there one of his enemies murdered him and killed him. Now, after he had, after she was no longer married to her first husband, and her son Anas radiallahu anh had also accepted Islam, she was now a woman who was not married. There was a young man called Abu Talha, who was a leader of his tribe. He was young, he was handsome, and he knew of her remarkable qualities, Ummu Sulaym's remarkable qualities. So he decided that he wanted to propose to her, and he was quite confident that she would accept his proposal. But when he proposed to her, because he was still worshipping idols at that time, she refused his proposal. She told him, "Look, a proposal from a person like you is not a proposal that is generally turned down in a hurry. But I cannot accept your proposal when you believe in these things." And she started to explain to him why it was wrong to worship idols. And she started to explain to him about the beauty of Islam. And she convinced him. And he accepted Islam. And then she married him. And scholars used to say that in reality you could say that his mahar was his acceptance of Islam. And this is unique in the history of Islam. It was the most excellent of mahar, of bridal dowry, because she made him accept Islam. And when he accepted Islam, then she agreed to marry him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to visit her on a regular basis. At times when Sahaba used to inquire as to why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited her so regularly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say that he felt pity for her ever since he saw her brother Haram bin Malhan killed before his own eyes. Haram was killed after he participated in the two crucial battles of Badr and Uhud. In the fourth year after Hijrah, he was fighting the Battle of Ma'una when the enemy took an opportune moment to trap him and hit him from the back with a spear which pierced through his heart. And his last words have become immortal in Islamic history. He said, "Fustu wa Rabbul Ka'ba." I swear by the sustainer of the Kaaba, I've become successful. And then his other brother, Sulaym bin Malhan, was also martyred in the same battle. So the Prophet ﷺ felt sorry for her. She lost both of her brothers. He would visit her regularly. Then from her marriage with Abu Talha, Allah blessed her with a son called Umair. And they used to call him Abu Umair. And he had a parrot and he used to like to play with the parrot, with the bird. And one day the Prophet ﷺ saw him. He was depressed because the bird had passed away. And the Prophet ﷺ said those famous words, "Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala nughair," that, "Oh Abu Umair, what happened to that bird of yours? What happened to that parrot of yours?" And one day Abu Umair fell sick and he passed away. And his father, Abu Talha, was gone to work. Umm Talha, when husband came home, she didn't tell him. Umm Sulaym, rather, when the husband came home, she never told him immediately. She gave him a meal. She spent time with him. She was intimate with him. And afterwards, she asked him a question. And she said to him that, "Let me ask you something. If you are entrusted with something, and then the person who entrusted you with that, if they come back to claim it, should you keep it or do you return it?" He said, "Obviously, you have to return it." She then told him, "Allah has given us Abu Umair as a trust and Allah has taken him back." She took him to the room to show him where the child was. And naturally, he was a bit upset. Why wasn't he told earlier on? But she explained to him that she had not informed him. She wanted him to settle down first. And thereafter she told him. The next morning he informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as to what had happened. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that, "Don't worry, last night you were intimate with your wife. Allah will give you another child." And they were blessed with the child Abdullah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for Abdullah. And he got married and he had 9 sons. One day Umme Sulaim asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua for her son Anas, whom she had dedicated to the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the tender young age of 10. And he stayed for 10 years with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Nabi of Allah made dua for his prosperity as per the request of his mother. And they say Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted him so much that he had 80 children. He had 80 children. And he lived to the age of 103. And Allah blessed him with a magnificent palace in Basra and huge, beautiful gardens. And he was a man who could dress very well. The great Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We will continue the discussion, inshallah, on Umm Sulaim in our next discussion on Sahaba profile. So myself, Sulaiman Ravid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.